the Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
He's immature, at times intolerable, and certainly not the guy you want marrying your daughter. He's Bloom Daddy, and it's time for Hour 1 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
We are one short this Friday morning, and I wish it was the King of Stink. I'm kidding, Stink. I am
short.
You're exactly right. Bloom Daddy, the King of Stink, and Otis here with you. Sam has this Friday off. I want to ask you guys a question, because I can't figure out if this guy is a really good boyfriend or a really bad boyfriend. Stink, you're going to go first.
You're ready? Boyfriend? You're asking him?
Yes, I'm going to ask him, because I think this is a very backwards way of reaching your goal, okay? Police in Louisiana say that Justin Pope, he's 29, he was arrested. He stole a ring belonging to his girlfriend so he could buy her an engagement ring. So once again, this guy stole a ring from his girlfriend, valued at $4,500, pawned it off, so he could then go and buy her a more expensive engagement ring. Stink, is this a great boyfriend, or is this a misguided boyfriend?
He's misguided.
Otis, what do you think here? Well, I mean, does he score any brownie points at all for this?
If he had to steal the ring, how is he buying a more expensive one? I mean, is he just throwing it in the pot?
I don't know. Maybe he turned in other stuff as part of it, but it was valued at $4,500. And when she went back to get it, it was already melted down for scrap. So yes, he stole his girlfriend's ring to buy her an engagement ring.
So is the engagement off?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
See, valid. Here's a great thing. If she's in on it, like she claims it on her insurance, she gets reimbursed for it. Plus, she gets a nicer ring.
I mean, there are so many angles to this story. And Stink, I go back to what you just said. I wonder if the engagement is off.
Still on.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Guess what? Justin just bought me an engagement ring by stealing my other ring. I don't know how well that's going to go over.
That's going to fly.
Top headlines out there. The Biden administration slamming big tech for enabling misinformation on its platforms with little accountability for its users. Now, this gets interesting. Press Secretary Jen Psaki specifically called out Facebook for not removing harmful posts quicker. She then said, and I think she didn't think about what she was saying before she said it, she said the White House is in regular touch with social media platforms and is working with influencers who have the reach to spread accurate information. Here's a part of it.
We are in regular touch with these social media platforms. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
So think about this for a second. Yeah. She just admitted to government censorship of free speech.
Yes.
That's exactly what she just admitted. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook. First of all, who says you're right? Well, you're just picking and choosing what you're flagging. And you know what they were flagging? They were flagging information about the Wuhan coronavirus vaccine and also where COVID-19 emanated from. The Surgeon General is advocating for harsh punishments for those in violation of spreading whatever they deem to be misinformation. He better start with Dr. Anthony Fauci first.
Yeah,
and then
number one.
Then go from there. So early last year, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook CEO, emailed Fauci offering to partner up to promote and police information about the Wuhan coronavirus. That led Facebook, at Fauci's direction, to censor the lab leak theory for more than a year, which is now accepted by the president and everyone else out there. As a matter of fact, Facebook is no longer taking down posts claiming that COVID-19 was man-made or manufactured. But they did for a year.
Yeah.
What gives them the right to take down posts of people saying, hey, this might have come out of a lab. This is something that should be looked at. This is something we should be talking about. And they did it for a year, Stink. A year.
Oh, without a doubt. And anytime you would post anything about COVID, they had a little box in there.
Yes, absolutely.
to go right here, and here's the real
absolutely
facts.
Because they wanted everybody to believe them, only them. I mean, dude, this is stuff you see in a communist country.
What you know, do you think?
You got Biden coming out slamming Cuba, finally saying that it's a communist regime and it never works. What's this?
But Black Lives Matter is all in with Cuba and maybe the United States.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to get to that.
Marxism, man.
We're going to get to that coming up in a little bit. Hey, guess what? L.A. County, the mask mandate is back. Being reimposed for everybody, vaccinated or not, because of this increase in COVID-19 cases, the Delta variant.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, that's another story I'm going to hit on in a second, too. I want to get to this one just because this story is so crazy and I cannot for the life of me figure out why so many people care about Britney Spears' life. Let's go to New York City right now. Fox News Radio's Tanya Powers. Tanya, start with that one. Why do people care so much about Britney Spears?
I mean, you know, she's a pop icon for one. This has been an ongoing story. I mean, the fact that she's been under this conservatorship for like 13 years is pretty stunning. And there's been, you know, this Free Britney movement that's been going on for a long time to, you know, that their premise was, you know, she shouldn't be under this thing is kind of what their point was. And then when she finally spoke out in court and, you know, kind of told her side of things in the last, you know, few weeks, then it sort of became, oh, yeah, see, she doesn't really want to be under this thing. So there has been another development. She is, you know, has been asking a judge to let her hire her own attorney in this conservatorship fight. And apparently, you know, the judge has given her a thumbs up. She's going to be able to hire a lawyer. Hollywood power lawyer is what this guy's called, Matthew Rosengart, to, you know, pursue the ending of the conservatorship, which is a big deal. She, you know, addressed the court by telephone this week, said that she even wanted her dad to be charged with conservatorship abuse and said she wanted him removed from this. I think her quote was, "I'm angry and I will go there." The judge said they've indicated that they would, you know, be open to proceeding with this.
Mm-hmm.
But she would have to have specifics about the, you know, testimony and stuff before she went forward with that part of it. So, yeah, it's still moving its way through the courts. But, yeah, there's a lot of people who are very invested in this and want to see, you know, her out from under this conservatorship.
I think it's safe to say or assume, or at least in my opinion, the whole Spears family is a little dysfunctional. But the fact that she's been under this for 13 years and taking a look at her prior past behavior, I've always thought that Britney Spears is bat blank crazy. And maybe that's why they have said to her father or allowed her father to control her actions, because she's not been the best decision maker over the past 10 to 13 years. Does that play into this at all?
That's a good question. I mean, there's a whole we could go on for hours about why she's in this and why it's lasted so long.
Right.
There's a lot more to the story other than, you know, the decision she may have made in her 20s, or, you know, that there's a lot to it. It's not just a, you know, well, she, you know, needs somebody to take care of her affairs for her.
Right.
There's a lot more to that about why it was put in place and why it lasted this long and what has happened under it. You know, remember, she was put under this, but she also had a Vegas residency.
Right.
You know, and has basically kept this machinery in place to pay all these people who were working for her while she's not allowed to make her own decisions. So the whole thing's kind of, you know, when you start looking into it and peeling back, okay, what has she been allowed to do? What has she not been allowed to do? It's quite stunning, honestly.
Well, I think she has a song called Crazy, and I think that would sum all this up. Tanya, thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
Uh-huh.
All right, Fox News Radio's Tanya Powers. Otis, do you give a damn about Britney Spears? People are infatuated with this, and it's like, what? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Let's get back to Jen Psaki. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. This is government control. This is government censorship. That's exactly what this is, especially when it came to the coronavirus. This is a casual admission of government censorship. You can't slice it any other way. You've got the Biden administration basically telling social media companies what they can say, what they can allow on their platforms pertaining to COVID and whatever else. It's kind of funny that the very people who say they're against this sort of stuff are the people who do this sort of stuff. It goes back to, if there's somebody standing there calling everybody else a racist, you could damn well bet they are the racist. 15 after the hour, 800-624-1170. When I come back, the NFL is going even more woke. What are they doing now? You're going to find out next.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The business leaders, business executives, they're in business to make a profit. They create goods and services that people want, need, and desire. And when their costs go up, they end up passing that higher cost on to we the people, the consumer. It's just the natural way things unfold. And they're saying inflation is much worse than most people think. Even Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase said it. He's their CEO. He said it on an earnings call 2 days ago. I think it'll be a little worse than the Fed thinks. I don't think it's only temporary either. This is going to probably lead to systematically more inflation. These are smart guys. The economy matters to everybody.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy, and I have a message for you. Aaron Karenbauer from Karenbauer Distributing and Wheeling wants you to raise a glass. Why? Because the Yuengling Blues Fest is back. August 13th, 14th, and 15th at Wheeling's Heritage Port. That's 3 days of music and enjoying the fine brews from Yuengling. Try Yuengling Flight. Easy drinking, clean, only 95 calories. Or try the new Raging Eagle, Yuengling's latest innovation. A pilsner made with natural mango flavor. And of course, there'll be plenty of the true classic Yuengling Traditional Lager. We'll see you there.
Value starts here at your Toyota dealer with savings and reliability you can count on. So check out a RAV4 with up to $750 cash back or an all-wheel drive Venza hybrid now with $1,000 cash back or go with a Highlander now with $750 cash back. Visit buyatoyota.com for more great deals. You can take cash back or apply toward down payment. See your dealer for details. Offers end August 2nd. Toyota, let's go places.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year at their Wheeling, St. Clairsville, and Barnesville locations. Doctors Urgent Care continues to offer accessible, quality medical care to residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care offers services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, our primary care one plan, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment at any one of our three locations. Log on to our website at doctorsurgentcare.com or call Doctors Urgent Care today at 740-699-0945.
If you own a business, then the smart move when it comes to the best employee benefits and retirement packages is to call Mike Caruso of the McCoy Group in Wheeling. Just dial 304-233-1185 and ask for Mike. That's 304-233-1185. And let him and his associates make sure your employee's benefit package doesn't control you. They are the experts, and they're right here in Wheeling waiting to help you. The McCoy Group, 304-233-1185. Ask for Mike Caruso. Let the experts do what they do. Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
I started using when I was 13.
Taylor is in recovery from an addiction to prescription opioids.
It was like, oh, well, they're medications. They can't be that dangerous. My perception was once you stop using, like, that's it. Your life is over. I didn't even realize that I needed help until, like, the day that I got arrested. I have been able to accomplish a lot in my recovery. I just want to be happy, and I want to thrive in my life.
If you or someone you know is struggling, there is hope. Recovery is possible. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
Car crashes don't happen in slow motion. They happen fast. In a crash, there's no time to check if your child's in the right car seat. Don't think you know. Know you know. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bloom Daddy.
Hey, good Friday morning. Bloom Daddy, the King of Stink, and Otis here with you. I don't know if you guys knew this, but on this day in 1790, the District of Columbia establishes the seat of the United States government. And they call D.C. the seat, of course, because it's a magnet for asses, in case you guys were wondering. And speaking of, President Joe Biden, I don't know if you saw this, sympathizing with the Brazilian president. I guess the guy has extreme hiccups that led to him being put in the hospital. And as we both know, or all three of us know, Joe's got his own problems, too.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Joey B. Did you hear about the Brazilian president's in the hospital with his hiccups? Terrible thing, hiccups. But I know what he's going through. I got a little problem of my own. I got them Australian hiccups, the hiccups from down under. Usually hit me after an Arby's big beef and cheddar. And then Jill come in the room and say, hey, why does it smell like big beef and cheddar, Joseph? I used to blame the dogs, but only half of them are left. Oh, the dogs, God love them. It gets even worse when I'm upset. I gotta run.
Oh, take fart noises. Guys are simple. I mean, seriously, you could have the worst comic in the world on stage. You make fart noises, I'm going
to
laugh.
What did you say to me this morning? Is Joey B good? I said, it's immature.
And I said, thank you for that. Thank you.
Oh, he has a problem down under.
He's got the down under hiccups.
And I love Arby's. God, do I love Arby's. The NFL has vowed once again to feature Lift Every Voice and Sing, long referred to as the Black National Anthem, prominently this season.
Oh my God!
Okay, they're going to play that, I think, along with the national anthem. Now, let me just say this: whenever you talk about a topic like this, it's divisive. Whenever the NFL does something like this, it's divisive.
Yes,
we live in such a divisive world, and I'm not going to sit here and put down the song or say it shouldn't be played. What I'm saying is what good comes from it? We are one country, and we keep doing things that divide, okay?
Amen.
We keep doing things that get people at each other's throats when it's not necessary. The last time I checked, the American flag represents this entire country. The last time I checked, a lot of black people died for that American flag. And the last time I checked, I would say the vast majority of black America respects that flag. So why do this? If you're the NFL, Otis, if you're the NFL and you sit back and you go, okay, what good can come of this? I ask you, what good can come of this other than it being divisive? This decision is divisive. Why would they want to go down that road?
Because they're following what's going on around this country and being woke. And they want to, they think they're doing the right thing when what they're, you know, they think they're bringing people together and all they're doing is driving the wedge
absolutely
in further.
That's exactly what they're doing. Stink, your thoughts on
this? Yeah, the wedge is there. Well, number one, you have to have a nation before you can have a national anthem, number one. Number two is, if you look at the NBA and what they did with all that and how their ratings sunk. Now, the NFL, this is the lowest ratings in the last 3 years from last year.
Yeah, but the excuse for that is going to be, well, less people are watching television, and it was the pandemic.
Everybody was home because of COVID,
and I
you
get
dummies.
I get it, but that's what you get.
Well, they're wrong.
That's what you get. There's just no reason for
this.
None.
And like you say, Dave, it's divisive.
It is. It's just simply divisive. We have all got to just get along. And I think the vast majority, do we need to play Charles Barkley again? I don't think we do. I mean, when Barkley, you know, said the vast majority of white people and black people love each other.
Get along fine. Yes.
You know, we talk, or I should say the liberal left says all the time, it's all about inclusiveness and getting along. Yet stuff like this runs in the face of those statements. It's counterproductive to what we're trying to do. All it's doing is separating and dividing. And I'm not even talking about from an anger standpoint. I'm just saying when you've got a special anthem for one segment of the population, mm-hmm. how does that bring people together?
It doesn't.
You're telling people to just kind of seclude themselves, to be your own and not be part of the whole. You know, we talk about teamwork. How's that teamwork? The national anthem, the American flag, is about teamwork. We're all on one team. It's called the United States of America. When we venture away from that, now we've got separate teams, and nothing good can come of that.
Well,
nothing.
Here's one quote I'll give you that in a minute. 9/11 brought us together.
Yeah.
And we say never forget. Well, we forgot.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Otis?
Here's the thing. When the Olympics start next week and a U.S. athlete or athletes win a gold medal,
yeah.
what song are they going to play? Do they have a choice, or are we just going to stick with the Star Spangled Banner?
And this goes back to also exactly why athletes in sports should stay out of politics, okay? Because they provide a service, whether you're white, black, yellow, purple, orange, they provide a service, and their service is to get us away from everyday life. Their service is to entertain. Their service is to make us feel better about ourselves, to give us a team to root for, something to look forward to mm-hmm. that is not depressing or going to get us angry or whatever. They are not fulfilling the very reason why they exist. They exist to entertain, not to alienate, not to infuriate, not to drive a wedge in society. Sports, before, always brought us back together. I mean, yeah. You take a look after 9/11, you know, Major League Baseball coming back and the first pitch, and it's supposed to unite. It's supposed to give us something to look forward to. And instead, what's it do? It's fodder for talk radio, which it should not be. It shouldn't be. 800-624-1170, Boston Dave, what's shaking, my man?
Hey, Boom Daddy, what's up? You know, this is the very reason why I don't accept Joseph Stalin, Bidenoff, as my president, because of what Stalin. Okay?
Wait. Joseph Stalin Bidenoff. Okay, go ahead.
You like that? You can have that.
I do like that.
Well, hey, Boom Daddy, you know what? It's true. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be funny, my man.
I know.
To be honest with you and you guys on Friday, brother, that's Boston Davidson for you. I tell it like I see it. And you know what? We might as well get the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov with the co-ops in the ring to sing the Soviet national anthem. Why don't they play that at the Olympics? That's what they want.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
All right, Boom Daddy. Have a good day, buddy.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. A lot coming up on the show today. We're going to be talking to Chris Dutton, Blame My Roots Country Music Festival kicking off today. Also, too, Commander Kirk Lippold, U.S. Navy preparedness. He's going to be talking about that. Also, woke training in the military. He was the commanding officer of the USS Cole when it was bombed by Al-Qaeda in Yemen in 2000. He's going to be live on the show coming up at 8:20. And it's not very often that you get to talk to a mafia princess. Which mafia princess? You're going to have to stick around and find out. Bloom Daddy back after this.